Vanetics with Gabriel of Urantia and Neon Emerson Chase, an ongoing series of lectures and teachings on spiritual leadership, personal change, and the principles of divine administration. Part of the curriculum of the University of Ascension Science and the Physics of Rebellion. More information can be found at uaspr.org. This episode is titled Time in Eternity. Here is Gabriel of Urantia.
There are 4,242 listings of the word time in the Urantia book. It's quite a study. And as we transverse space towards paradise, we go, actually, Urantia book teaches inward to paradise. You think outward, but we're actually going inward, because paradise is a point in time and space. Time becomes longer as we transverse all the planets out there, planet to planet, higher planet to higher planet, plane to plane. Time becomes longer. For instance, on the first mansion world, the day there is quite longer than a Urantian Earth day. And so system time, the system of Satania, not our local solar system, but much larger than our local solar system, is actually called Monmantia. Time is much, much longer in those worlds of time and space in our local system of Satania. And then beyond that, there's constellation time. And beyond that, there's a universe time, where the capital of our local headquarters, where Jesus lives and his present, omnipresent. He is not the universal Father is. Jesus lives in a point in time called Salvington in his universe called Nebadon. And Salvington is the capital, headquarter world of Nebadon, where he is. And so that time is long, much, much. One Salvington day is much, much longer than a Urantian day. And then there's super universe time. Then there's Havona time, the first planet of perfection of 1 billion worlds in central paradise in that time. And then there's central universe time, and then with the 21 worlds of the universal Father, the eternal Son, and the infinite Spirit. And that time is much, much different and longer. And so the Urantia book gives the exact figures of those studies of time in comparison to the Urantian evolutionary world that we are, gives the exact figures. And then even the New Testament says that one Urantian day is like 1,000 years to God. So understanding that, it gives you a whole complete realization that as you ascend spiritually, your days are longer. Our whole existence here on this earth, as we work, go about our daily duties and so on, most people live on an 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. clock, time schedule. In some countries, work days may differ. Some may get up at 4 o'clock and work and quit at noon or whatever. But basically, everyone works by a clock in most Western civilization. And so how we use our time is most important, because we're creatures under the prison of time on a fallen world. And this is a fallen world. How do we use our time to the most importance? And usually those who use time to the best, they become successful. Successful in some capacity. Even though they may not know God, even though they may not understand there is a living God, they still become successful because they use time appropriately. It's part of someone actually succeeding in some endeavor, in some area. They prioritize their time. So what I want to teach you in this teaching today, that there are physical laws of science. For instance, E equals MC squared. Other laws of hydrogen and carbon combinations and other material combinations. There are physical laws, and there are spiritual laws. But very few people, except for great mystics of different religions, of all faiths, understand that there are spiritual laws and that these spiritual laws exist, just as the scientific laws exist. If a person confused time with God's will, they become more successful than the person who just uses time successfully. And in particular, you become successful in what's called the kingdom of God, and then the ability to serve humanity. That's what God's time is about, using time to serve humanity. God's timetable basically is based upon service to others. That's God's timetable. The devil, Satan, Lucifer, whatever you want to call those different beings, actually, Caligastia's timetables are based upon service to self, as in private business or serving the corporation. That's a different time schedule. That's the 8 to 9 to 5, you know. You're in service to the corporation. Your boss is the corporation. Or if you have your own business, then your boss becomes greed. Because if you're out there just trying to make money for the sake of making money, you're on your own time. You're not on God's time, and you're not going to get God's help. One of the reasons why all this is manifested for me, for us here, we're on God's time. It's a principle that I teach, and it works, because it's the only real principle. You've heard it said that time equals money, out there in the system of greed, which we call here in the community divine administration the third dimension. There's the third dimension, and there's the fourth dimension. Our planet is moving into the fourth dimension. People who are becoming more God conscious, not spirit conscious in a sense, but God conscious. The fact that there's a personality called God that created us, knows us, and has a will and a destiny for our life. That's God consciousness. Because you can speak as, you hear a lot of New Agers, forgive me, speak of spirit. But they don't speak of God the Father, because they don't want to be in God's will. It's easier to speak in spirit. Once you say Father, Father wants you to do something. The Father has a will for you. The Father protects you. Some people don't want a protector. They want to be God. So you hear people going around saying, I'm God, you're God. You know, yes, there is a part of God in us. But that's as far as it goes. Because you're not God. You're God's creation. But you're not God. A part of God lives in you. And hopefully that part that you can hear talking to you, the Urantia book calls the thought adjuster. And what the thought adjuster does, the fragment of God within you, is to get you to try to be in God's perfect timing, time and eternity. That's what the thought adjuster does. But in the third dimension, time equals money. In the fourth dimension, time equals service to others. I'm going to read a verse in the Urantia book that very few of you may understand, but I'll explain it briefly after I read it. It's on page 2, verse 13. It's about the absolute level of reality. And it says that it is beginningless, endless, timeless, and spaceless. For example, on paradise, time and space are non-existent. The time-space status of paradise is absolute. This level is Trinity attained existentially by the paradise deities. But this third level of unifying deity expression is not fully unified experientially. Whenever, wherever, and however the absolute level of deity functions, paradise absolute values and meanings are then manifest. Whew, that's a lot. Takes your mind wavering in a lot of different directions. Some beings are created perfect, and others, like us, we have to ascend to get there. There are ascending sons and daughters of God, and then there are descending sons and daughters of God. Not that they descend out of God's perfect will, because if you created a descending son or daughter, you created perfect. And when you descend, you come back to these finite worlds and you help to bring us into God's perfect will on fallen worlds and on lower evolutionary worlds. But that's another story. But that's all about time. Because you go to from a place, time is almost non-existent, to a place where you're constrained into time categories, like we are here. Sun goes down, it's time to go to sleep. Sun comes up, it's time to get up. In the absolute levels of reality, which this is talking about, you either have to be created perfect or to be able to live in a perfect environment, or you have to ascend to that environment over millions of years to get there. That's us. This is called Havona, and then paradise, and then you're finalized. You're perfect. You become perfect. Whatever that means. I'm far from it, so I can't even get a glimpse. But there are perfect beings. You become in a perfect ascending son and daughter of God, and that's called, in the Urantia book, a finaliter. You become a finaliter. There are human finaliters. There are non-human finaliters. Because all humans are mortal, but not all mortals are human. But eventually, they all become finaliters. No matter how different we are, slanted eyes, black eyes, this tall, you know, wobbly arms, wobbly legs, all mortals are bipeds. All mortals walk upright, no matter how different we may look, but all mortals walk upright. But the one thing that makes us, in our eyes, one, is God within us. God within us. So we never have to be afraid of an extraterrestrial who lands their spaceship or inner dimensions in around us. Because if they had that kind of technology, God gave it to them. What we see and hear by our fallen media is that there are enemies that could come to destroy the earth. War of the worlds, blah, blah, blah. If they got that kind of technology, the only way to get the technology is God gives it. Every good inspiration comes from God. Caligastia doesn't have the power to give inspiration or to give the use of technology. Only God does. But we recognize each other. We recognize the God in us. Here back on earth, we are very, very imperfect and selfish. And a list of so many other, what we call dio traits, deo dio, deo God, dio devil. Think of it that way. Dio traits in us that we're prisoners of time. As a faith minister all my life, starting out in Tucson, I've not had to worry about punching a clock to survive. My father and mother, my dad was a steel worker, as I said. He used to say to me, how'd you get this? How'd this happen? How do you survive? Who are you working for? I said, Dad, working for God. He didn't get it. He did not understand that concept. He was always trying to make me punch a clock, work for someone else. Always. And if I was working for myself, how much money are you making? Well, you know, I'm not making anything, but somebody just gave me a house. Somebody just gave me a baby grand piano. You know, that's how it works. When I wasn't given things, I got to, Lord, what am I doing wrong? You know, because God gives. And he gives to you so that you can give back to others. That's the principle. And it doesn't just work for me. It works for everybody if you do it that way. But it's so hard to do it that way because you're taught from this high, make money, rip people off, make as much as you can, become successful. That's your status. That's who you are, and so on, etc. The whole system is set up to keep you in the devil's timetable. The only times that I had to worry about that within the 30 years that I've been a faith minister, or more now, is when I got out of God's perfect will and into his permissive will. Ouch. So God allowed me to experience what billions of humans experience every day, more and more, the fear of survival. Of not getting the things that society tells you you need to have to be successful and important in someone else's eyes. This is called the finite level of existence. Finite level of existence. And I don't want to be in the finite level of existence. When I first realized that there is a God, I said, well, that's it. There is a God. I know God's where. I know Jesus is the Son of God. I know it's true. I can probably do anything if it's God's will. So I had my own plans, and then God had his plans. That's where the lower self and the higher self start fighting with each other, you know? Just like in the movie Lord of Rings with the, what's the being?
Gollum.
You know, higher self, lower self, you know. So the more that I stayed in my higher self, things start happening for me. Good things. I mean, beautiful things. But when I got into my lower self, I started getting hit with the hammer. You know, and it's not fun getting hit with that hammer of God. Because God's laws, the spiritual laws, are just as real as those scientific laws, just as real. The will of God and time are one. Continuing fifth epic of Revelation says, the will of God and time are one. What a concept. You are not rushing to be somewhere, or rushing to be somebody, or rushing to get something. Because in that perfect will of God and that perfect time, everything you need is right there in that moment, right there for you. Whatever you're supposed to have, whatever you're supposed to need, whoever you are, everything is right there with you. Because God's in it. God's making it happen or not making it happen. You have to have that trust. Pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy will be done. What does that mean? Be careful when you pray that prayer and mean it. Because guess what? God's going to keep you in his perfect will. That means you might not get this, you might not get that. That might not happen. Somebody might come up and say, look, you need to change in this area. You don't know what's going to happen. But if you pray that prayer and you mean it, something's going to happen, guarantee you, within God's will. But if you just pray it by rote and don't mean it, then you might as well not even pray it. But once you pray it, that's Jesus gave that prayer to his apostles. He gave it to us so that we can be in his perfect will, moment to moment. The state of timelessness is what is reached by many mystics, timelessness, of various faiths because of their relationship with the living God. They can reach those states. And you can reach those states too. You can be a mystic by wanting to be in the perfect will of God moment to moment. But woe, because things may change drastically for you. You have to be willing to let those things happen. The more you want the things that God doesn't want you to have, you become a prisoner again of time. And time becomes the chains that bind you. Time will bind you. Max Lerner, a columnist in 1902, said, "We all run on two clocks. One is the outside clock, which ticks away our decades and brings us ceaselessly to the dry season. The other is the inside clock, where you are your own timekeeper and determining your own chronology, your own internal weather, and your own rate of living. Sometimes the inner clock runs itself out long before the outer one, and you see a dead man going through the motions of life." You ever see those dead people? I see them all the time, caught in the wrong timetable. This is true because they're all walking dead. Walking dead, basically, when you're outside of God's timetable. The further out you get from God's timetable, the further out you get in God's permissive will, the more things negatively is going to happen to you. It's a law, a spiritual law. Riches will not bring you happiness, nor peace. Neither will fame bring you happiness, true happiness, which is in the Hebrew, the word actually is aser, which means blessed. It will not bring you blessedness. Riches will not do that. Desire, which all of us have, if it isn't God's desire, desire will destroy you. Because we are working against time. God's time, not with time, God's will. Thus, we have a planet right now ready to self-destruct, ready to self-destruct because everybody's out of God's timetable. No one on this planet is completely free, however, of the constraints of the third dimension, not even us here, but we're trying. Because the world right now is owned and operated by greed and those who control others who have to survive under their system of government. Think about that. How do we escape that? I've been praying about that for all my life now, and this is what I'm doing. I'm telling people all over the country whenever I can, every time I get a voice or a forum, you need to get into a community. If not this one, wherever, start your own, but get into one. Because very shortly, you're going to need one. It's the only way you're going to survive out there. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. And I don't mean to be a prophet of doom. Because, hey, I believe that a wonderful kingdom is coming, that the Lord is coming back, that he will set up his physical kingdom of God on earth. I believe all that. But in the meantime, it's not getting any better. It's getting worse. There is evil. There is sin. There is iniquity out there. And it's in us. And we have to get rid of it. You still got perhaps ungodly desires within you. Because you grew up in this society. The magazines, the newspapers, the televisions, everything tells you to do this, do that, be this, be that. This is the way it should be. This is how you should be. And you got those desires in you. And you got to come out. You got to find out who you are in God, not in the fallen system. The dictates of the fallen system are powerful. It's very complicated. And when we begin to teach these levels of continuing fifth epoch of revelation and in the global community communication schools, people begin to say, our students, wow, how come I didn't know this all my life? Like doors open up, you see beams of light come on. You see people come into the community, young people. You see them come in and they got like twisted looks on their face and, you know, wrinkles. And, you know, they're only like 20, 30 years old and they're already old, you know. And after being here for a while, they got it. They got it. You know, and they begin to look younger and have more energy, you know. Some people old when they're in their 20s, in their 30s. You know why? They bought the shit. They bought it so bad they can't get out of it. What I'm saying is, get out of it. Get out of it. You don't have to be anything. You already are something. You don't have to be a star. You don't have to be a star. You don't have one destiny. You have all kinds of destinies. You can be a carpenter. You can be an architect. You can be a designer. You can be a musician. You can be a minister. All together at once. You can be a journalist. You can be whatever. You have so many capabilities within you, and most people, they only use that much of it. You know why? Because out there, the timetable constrains you. Constrains you. That's what the devil does. Makes you be less than what you could be. And he works through the rich. He works through the powerful. You know what the rich do? They don't want you guys to get really education. Who gets the education? The rich kids. They go to Harvard and Yale and whatever. But you guys, you go to community college. You can call yourself doctor, but they're not going to hire you. They're going to hire the guy from Harvard and Yale and the big colleges. They'll get the big money. The system owns and operates. It's got to come down. And it's going to come down. Hopefully before the Lord comes back, it's going to come down one way or the other. When Jesus comes back, I guarantee you it's going to be down the same day. Capitalism is gone. You know what my prayer is every day? Father, come back just so we can get rid of capitalism. That we don't have to work on a system of greed. For that one reason alone, Jesus needs to come back. Just on that one reason alone. That leads to all the injustice, to all the horrible, how man treats man and humanity. Everyone's trying to get rich. Everyone's trying to be something. For now, let me close with a simple message. It's pretty simple and clear. You read your book says, whatever your hands find you to do each day, whatever your hands, once first you pray to our Father, right? Then, if you mean it, oh man, your husband may leave you. Your wife may leave you. Let him go. If they're not willing to grow spiritually like you are, they're not your spiritual complement. Whatever your hands find you to do each day, do it with joy and prayer in the service of humanity. And then you will be in God's timetable. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Vanetics with Gabriel of Urantia and Neon Emerson Chase. An ongoing series of lectures and teachings on spiritual leadership, personal change, and the principles of divine administration. Part of the curriculum of the University of Ascension Science and the Physics of Rebellion. More information can be found at uaspr.org.